welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 6. Our Lord Jesus has chosen his apostles from his disciples. He's given the Beatitudes, a woe unto those that seek their own way and self. He gives great instruction about how it is that we're to live life. We're to be like him. That's in a nutshell the way it is. He's been very generous, very merciful, very gracious, very abundant towards us, very hospitable. The Lord Jesus Christ came eating with sinners and publicans, not partaker of their sins, by no means, but stood for the truth and was a witness, a good witness to them about the truth of God. He's getting ready in verse number 39 to tell them a parable. And let's read here in Luke chapter 6, verse 39 about this. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And so there we have it very clear that we need to be like our master, like the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the goal. The membership of Olmsted Baptist Church don't need to be like me. We all together need to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way that we can seek to be like the Lord Jesus Christ is to learn about him. We need to learn about him, and we just need our hearts and minds just continually filled with the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he is like and what he has done for us. Blind leaders cannot lead anyone. But the Lord Jesus Christ, in saving his people, have given them sight indeed. Not of their own volition, not of what we have cooked up, conjured up, but what he says, his good word, about the truth of all things. In verse 41, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, and perceiveth not the beam that is in thine own eye? Again, hypocrisy, be careful of it. We're very subject to it. I hold my brother or sister or other people to a standard that I won't hold myself. I'm a hypocrite. We all need to obey the Lord. And there's no some of this is for some and some of that is for the other. But it all applies to all of us. Either how, he says here, there's a mote, a little speck in your brother's eye, and I've got this big beam coming out of my eye. He says, either how canst thou say to thy brother, brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. So I've got to clean up myself first. I need to worry about me first. I need to be obedient first. Then I can be a help to my brother. But with that old beam, that beam of hypocrisy, that problem that I have that I just don't even see. You know, it's there. Everybody else knows it and everybody else sees it. But I don't see it. I need to rectify that first, and then I can be a help and a blessing to others. He says in verse 43, for a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit. Here our Lord tells us that we're to be fruit bearers. Fruit that'll remain. Fruit to his honor and his glory and his praise. In John chapter 3, he tells Nicodemus, those that come to the light enjoy coming to the light. that it might be manifest that their works are wrought in God, that God's working in them. Good spiritual fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs. You don't get a good fig from a thorn tree, nor a bramble bush do you go to gather a grape. Good fruit comes from good trees, and evil fruit comes from evil trees. Verse 45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And so he's used that of a tree, a briar, a thorn, and grape, and fig. He said a good man with a good heart, touched and changed by the Lord, saved by the Lord, bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. It's just that way. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. What do you say? How do you speak? How is your speech? Is our speech filled with derision for others? Is our speech filled with cursing and blasphemy against God? Is our speech filled with malcontent and bitterness and hardness? Is our speech filled with love, with a desire for the wayward to be turned and changed, like the Lord has done so for us? Is our speech filled with thanksgiving and to the Lord, who has done so much for us, more than we can even know and imagine? Is our speech filled with thanksgiving towards Him? Thanks be to God. How is our speech? It tells about our heart. Verse 46, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Acknowledgement of a title is not enough. He is the Lord. He is our master indeed for all men. If you're hearing this broadcast and you're not saved, He is yet your Lord. Oh, you've not acknowledged it. And you despise maybe even the thought of Him being so, or don't care. But the thing is, you should care, because you're accountable unto Him. And He says to the disciples, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? He said, it's hypocritical. If I am your Lord and you acknowledge such, then obeying me is supreme. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings, and do with them, I will show to you whom He is like. Listen to this. Those that obey the Lord, the obeyers of the Lord are like this, and disobeyers. He is like a man which built an house, and dig deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, and the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. You hear the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe and obey Him and what He has said. You're like a man that's digged down deep and built his house on a rock. And when the storms of life, when death, come, the house will stand, for it's founded, built upon the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that heareth and doeth not, verse 49, is like a man without a foundation, building house upon the earth. Do you trust in the rock, or do you trust in you? You trust in this old world system. You trust in what you think is right, and not what the Lord Jesus says is right and eternal. What do you trust in? He says, this man that doesn't hear what the Lord says, but he that heareth and doeth not obedient, is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and listen, and the ruin of that house was great. Sinner, if you leave this life without the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, it'll be a great ruin of your house. Hell and the lake of fire is your destination forever and ever and ever and ever. There were the wicked of the world that are not saved, the unrepentant, are there suffering separation from God Almighty, tormented in the wrathful flame of God's eternal judgment. Why? They've rejected the Lord. They've sought their own. They've sought their own way. The way that they thought was right. The way of the earth. The way that will not stand. They've trusted in this old world system and that of mankind and depravity and wickedness. They put their stake there, thinking, you know what, I can trust what I see. But I can't trust a God that I cannot see. I will not have a God that I cannot see. And their ruin is great. The fall and ruin of their house, their lives, is great. We can go to the scriptures and we can see in the scriptures that it's very clear that there are three houses that are being built amongst mankind and the lives of mankind. There's three houses that are being built. And they can be built upon the rock or they can be built upon this earth. There's the house of your life that Jesus has been talking about right here. Is it founded upon a rock? Oh, if it's founded upon Jesus and you're saved, He saved your soul, your house won't fall. There's also the house of our families, and we see it in our nation. It's a terrible thing. Broken homes and families. Children who don't even know who their parents are and abandoned and having no parents or one parent only to raise them and to teach them. No desire to take children to church services to teach them those foundational truths of the scripture that they might know who God is and how the Lord works and the Lord visit them and save them. The house of families. Is it built on the rock? Is it built on the earth? And then there's that house of the Lord's church. A lot of religion out there. A lot of different denominations, so-called. But you know what? There's only one church that's built on the rock, and that's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That church that He is building during His ministry that this chapter has been dealing with. And that church, or churches, do yet exist today. They've descended from this church. And we believe Olmsted Baptist Church is one of those churches. And she's founded upon the rock. Founded upon the rock. And will endure to our Lord's pleasure. Well, see, their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.